Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he'd put on a dress and play a girl bunny?
No.
Neither did I. I was just asking.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Did we lock you in a dumpster one time?
I got out.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
That's somebody's daughter up there.
I was just going to say that.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Dynamite drop in money. That broadcast school has really paid off.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
It's so deep. It's so long.
Question to start the final hour. Should we all...
And you get to try and interpretate...
Let's try and interpretate what Swag just said in his update. Did he just say the Woyos?
I think he said the Woyos.
The Woyos?
Like a child who can't quite
can't
talk
do the R's.
On all his words.
The R's are not firm yet, and Warriors, that we went Woyos?
Uncle Brandon, I just watched a Woyos.
What? We're going to need to pull that. We're going to need to check tape on that. Let us know if that's what you heard, too, in the update. If the Woyos are playing tonight. Very excited for that game. We will get to it at some point. The NBA playoffs tonight, because they continue, and last night was incredible.
You backing away and saying, Justin Tucker cut by the Ravens, they sent out a statement.
Go.
It reminded me of seeing Goodell yesterday in the Oval Office when he was asked about the White House cutting traumatic brain injury education.
I'd love to be anywhere else but here right now.
We have no comment on that.
No comment.
There's a lawsuit going, buddy.
Woyos. We'll get to it here in a moment.
I'm writing in my big gay journal and I'm listening to his update, like kind of, you know, in the background.
Yeah.
And it sounded like the Timberwolves and the Woyos.
What? I think they now officially needed to be the Woyos on the show, if that is the case. I can't wait to watch their
game
tonight.
Gundy was texting me that he's like, experience of rebounding still matters in reference to the Nuggets. I go, dude, I am shook. I had OKC at 5, Timberwolves at 5, and now I'm like, okay, Steph and Jimmy are going to break me.
Experience matters. Playoff Jimmy tonight. We'll see what happens. We all love nostalgia, right? Nothing makes us feel better than, you know, feeling those warm fuzzies inside of your childhood. Mm-hmm. And that is coming to your sport next year, Brandon Sprague. It's on its way. The NBA is returning to NBC.
Certainly teasing it, yes.
Now, there's a couple of angles here that we go down. First off, NBC's, they're starting to get all hot and ready. They're getting fired up for their broadcasting the NBA games again next year. And this is the promo that they just released.
That's Luka.
Shut up, Buble.
Oh.
this fall, the NBA is coming home to NBC and streaming on Peacock.
Okay.
John Tess still got it.
Yeah, he does.
So, first off, just sit down and shut up, Buble, okay? This isn't a moment to steal the show. Everybody's, those are all NBC characters, if you can't tell all the different voices humming Tracy Morgan at the end there.
Right.
Buble, like, this isn't about you, okay? You're the umpire that's trying to show up the guy that just pimped a home run. Like, get the hell out of here. We're not watching an ump game or watching a baseball game, okay?
Yeah.
So sit down and shut up, Buble. That's take number one. Take number two is the nostalgia feels great.
Schulte's going to fight you.
The voice, he is a huge Buble guy. I think Swag is too. I generally like Buble, but that's, like, come on,
I
man.
Don't, actually. It made me not like him.
Know your role, right?
What are you doing singing like that during the theme? That's not how the theme goes.
The voice at the end there is the old 1990s promo voice for NBC basketball.
Yeah, you remember that.
The Bulls versus the like, not the guy in the arena. He's the guy that does the, you know, the setting of the scene.
The promo.
For the promo
guy. It's Jim Fagan.
Jim Fagan is his name. Now, you might hear the voice and be like, damn, Jim Fagan's back. They got the same guy to do it. No way. That was my first takeaway. And then Sprague astutely pointed out he passed away in 2017.
So it was an AI or a recording?
They are going to use an AI version of Jim Fagan's voice to promo the games on NBC.
He died in 2019, to clarify. And
the article I'm reading says 2017.
Andrew Marchand says 2019.
Let's check our facts here. I'm going to Google him.
I'm not knob-locking. I'm reading.
I think you're knob-locking this one.
It's what Andrew Marchand wrote. He passed away in 2019. Either way, I'm not going to argue when Jim Fagan died, okay? All right? It's a difference of a couple years. Your article's right.
2017. Died in 2017.
Why are you confirming? Why is that a confirmation by you?
I'm confirming. I'm confirming in multiple spots. 2017.
Actually, Andrew Marchand tweeted it. I scrolled down, clarifying he died in 2017.
It's all right. You skipped that one into first. It's okay.
That's fault.
A skip
not
throw to first
fault.
Base. There's nothing wrong with it.
Timberwolves and Warriors.
He did.
You said
Warriors.
Timberwolves and Warriors.
Warriors.
Are you thinking of Oreos? Are you hungry this morning? What was on the
Cheerios.
Mind?
I need a bowl of cereal.
You need a bowl of cereal this
Fat
morning?
Swag my, was
my
back.
My bowl of Warriors.
Give me some Warriors.
Cheerios.
That is so good. Where'd you put it? Where the hell is it?
Yeah, he always hides those
things.
Timberwolves and Warriors.
I have a
Warriors.
All right, I got to find that at some point. Look, we got to holster that one.
This is a very weird part of our future that we have not probably talked enough about just as a society. The Simpsons voice actors have talked about this. Hank Azaria has been on the record. I do not want to be AI'd.
Yeah.
But The Simpsons is on season like 35 or 6, and I don't know if it's ever planning to end. They've already lost a couple people that have voiced characters on that show. And it's like, hey, how do we feel using the same voice, but it's AI and not the person putting in the work?
So they have, to their credit, at least on NBC, they have come, they reached out to the family.
They
have asked for the okay. The family said yes. You know, hearing his voice again, he did this for years. You know, they gave full approval, right? He, I believe, was the voice of their, you know, highlights, and not highlights, but you get it, teasers, promos, all that stuff, from 1990 to 2002. So he did it, I mean, in the heyday of NBC, NBA basketball, he was doing this. And so they wanted to go full nostalgia. Now, at least they have reached out to the family, and they have given full approval. We saw this in the Olympics. Remember Al Michaels, who is still alive, not dead. We're not killing Al Michaels yet. They use an AI version of his voice.
He okayed it, didn't he?
He okayed it to basically give the highlights of the events that are not on television. And you just type it into a prompt, and it's Al Michaels' voice reading out, you know, in the ski shooting event, this lady won from Czechoslovakia, whatever the case. He said it was okay. Would you be okay with an AI voice? Something happens to you? Do you want me to do a show with AI, Sprague?
I mean, if I'm in a situation where royalties exist for my family.
We'll pay the family.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And, you know, somebody evil is going to type something out that my voice is going to say, but it's not really me.
I can't believe Sprague said that.
Well, they're already doing this with spam calls. I don't know if people are as aware about this as they should be. Like, when you answer a spam call and you say hello, or and you keep talking, a lot of these spam things are just recording your voice so they can use them in other situations.
That's pretty messed up.
Well, yeah, that's
pretty messed up.
It's pretty disgusting.
That's not good.
So, like, if it's negotiated right and my family can benefit from it, yeah.
You're okay with it.
If it's like, yo, we just want to keep the voice and it's free, no, I'm anti.
of all the broadcasters you could get to AI call one more game, who would you want it to be?
Keith Jackson.
Keith Jackson doing not a one question. More. Not even more than Vin Scully calling one more Dodger game?
Keith Jackson on a college football game, on a big college
football
game. It's
got to be a Rose Bowl that's a playoff game that is involving a former Pac-10 team and a current Big Ten team that used to be, well, it's always been in the Big Ten.
Yeah, hopefully one that's not 34-0 in the first half, because I want Keith Jackson calling a good game.
Oh, I would love that big, whoa, Nelly, Jeremiah Smith, I mean, touchdown.
The whoa Nellies are done after 27-0. It's not whoa Nelly anymore, it's just, well.
Whoa
the Big Uglies and Slobber Knockers. And,
Keith Jackson's a good pull.
Because I don't think there's anybody.
Dirt said Pat Summerall, but you said Keith. And
no,
now, like,
Keith
I'm
on a college football
my cage,
game.
Yeah, Pat Summerall's voice is legendary for me. But, yeah, Keith Jackson's hard to top. Him calling, like, a Michigan-Ohio State game on a Saturday morning. Oh, God.
He really hid that thing.
You hid it. He doesn't want us to know where it is.
Yeah. It's next to our guy that said, I don't eat the wiener.
Oh, he's next to the wiener guy? Oh, I know where the wiener guy is. Hold on. Let me find the wiener. Here we go.
You don't know where it
Timberwolves
is?
Timberwolves and Warriors.
Got it. Right next to this guy.
I don't eat the wiener.
Well, NBC.
Who did he cover again? Who was he with?
Houston? Was he a college basketball guy?
Yeah, it was the Houston Cougars.
I don't eat the wiener.
Well, we will get to a little bit later on here in the show.
Timberwolves and Warriors.
We'll talk about the Timberwolves and Warriors tonight. Very excited. Did we get a clean sweep of the underdogs in game ones on the road?
You do that more often in updates than I think you know. People will text
I try
in
to
all
get
the time.
Going quick and
you get going. You get sped up. It happens to the best.
Yeah, Warriors.
Yeah, this is a weird one. Like, the nostalgia's nice that the AI voice is there, but there's got to be another good voice guy that you could get. Like, how many good voice guys are out there? A lot of them.
I mean, that he's a pretty good iconic voice guy for the network.
If they only
it's
do
just,
it,
it's just a little uncomfortable nature. Like, ultimately, I guess I'm okay with, but it's just
if they only
weird
do
there.
It for the first season back, and say we just want it and to lay into it, and then we're moving on after that. I think I can live with
what about an AI Walton and Snapper next to a still alive Bob Costas?
Be pretty solid.
Go down, big man. No, go go all AI.
Man,
go get
snapper,
go get
man.
Our man Tom Hammond.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
all three of them AI.
AI absolutely. Broadcast. I mean, we have the ability to do it now,
and
so.
Then we just put them on the broadcast like we did Tupac at Coachella.
Computers are going to replace us at some point too.
We've talked about this before. I didn't
think
it happened.
I think actually, if they went like totally all for it and all AI, and they spent all this and publicized it, and then you did it, and you realized how much you appreciate people there in the moment.
Can we have OJ Simpson back as a sideline reporter?
No, we'll skip that.
Hertz commercial. Let me show you how to escape here.
That wasn't OJ. That was a mod. That was a mod Rashad.
What did he do? What was OJ's car commercial?
Hertz.
Hertz.
It's a rental car company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know he didn't. I know, but he used to work for NBC. So that's
he did.
Yeah.
He did football coverage, didn't he?
He did.
He did.
Yeah. For a long time. Yeah.
So don't forget.
People don't forget. He was around for a long time.
OJ, you got those gloves on?
They are, by the way, speaking of nostalgia, I think they're kicking around. I don't know if they've officially announced it yet. They want to bring back, what was the Ahmad Rashad show? Inside the NBA?
Inside the NBA.
They want to have that like a Saturday morning show or, you know, whatever. They wanted to. I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think that's been reported. Maybe he should be a part of it. They need to have him at least be involved with it somehow, some way.
Inside Stuff.
Inside Stuff. Thank you.
Inside the NBA is the Chuck show.
That is the current show that's on right now.
Yeah. AI Chuck is a thing that might have to be talked about when they try to do it in 30 years.
Very well could be. So there you go. NBC playing into nostalgia. They're bringing back the old voice guy. He's been dead since 2017.
I ask you quickly, that's a must-watch.
Like, the first one's going to be a big
even
deal.
Even if the poo-pooers of basketball today.
I mean, everybody knows that
now,
song.
Who's the first game for the first NBC game? Is it Boston-LA? It's got to be an iconic. It's sad that you can't do the Bulls.
Can't do the Bulls. They're too irrelevant.
No,
but they're the
probably
kind of face of that
should be Celtics Lakers.
It's going to be something like that, right?
Yeah.
Just two massive brands.
Dude, you know what? Screw it. Go off the beaten path. Full nostalgia. Give me Jazz Bulls. Two terrible basketball teams. Maybe Cooper Flagg's in one of those places. First NBA game.
Colin Sexton.
Cooper Flagg.
And Josh Giddey. It's the NBA on NBC.
I've been dead for 10 years. This is uncomfortable. Let's get to the mail sack. Get your questions in. 503-864-6326. We'll answer them next on The Fam.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, welcome back in. We don't have a lot of time to waste here. Coming up later in the show,
Timberwolves and Warriors
are playing tonight, so we'll talk about that. Game one.
Last I'm shook.
You're shook on how to feel?
I'm
not
shook.
Quite sure.
Yeah, I don't know how it doesn't shake you after last night.
I mean, it'll do it to you when you get upsets like that. They're happening all over the NBA playoffs right now. Mm-hmm. So that's still to come. We got a lot of mail sack questions to get to. We got to go to the ticker, so no wasting time.
Go.
Mail sack question. Do you prefer regular ice cream or soft serve more? It's probably an unpopular opinion, but I think soft serve eclipses regular ice cream for me. That is P1 Shane.
Shane, great call. Here is the power ranking of the ice cream or ice cream adjacents. Number 3, ice cream. Number 2, soft serve. I agree with you. However, number 1, custard. Frozen custard is better than all of them.
Thought you were going to go Dippin' Dots for a second there.
No. Dippin' Dots is that's such an overrated thing. Dippin' Dots is the curved TV of ice cream. Nobody wants it.
The 3D TV, it had its moment, man. It had its moment. Yeah. I think I go soft serve one. I'm a big soft serve guy. Totally agree with the take that it's better than ice cream.
Have you had frozen custard?
I'm trying to think,
because I don't think a lot of people
have. I
have
not. It's really big in the Midwest. And not Midwest so thing? Out here.
It is phenomenal.
I've heard
it's soft serve on steroids is how I describe it.
What is so different? Is it like...
It's more... It's like creamier soft serve.
A little bit thicker. It's got two C's.
It's got creamy. It's cream.
Two C's in
that
thick?
There's cream all up in it.
Oh, I like that. So, okay. Swag, your rankings of ice cream?
I'm more of a traditional ice cream...
You missionary guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Meal sack question. What traditional fast food chain would you eat once a day for 30 days straight? Traditional is like McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Taco Bell, not Five Guys. So traditional fast food chain that you could eat once for 30 straight days.
Well, I'd have to think about like how sick of something I would get. And I know there's different items on the menu.
You have to mix it up a little bit.
I could probably eat a Whopper every day. And I'd probably eat Wendy's chicken nuggets every day. God, but I love a Taco Bell burrito with that red sauce, too.
I think I go Taco Bell here.
Yeah, just a
Taco Bell is my go-to to begin with. Mm. And there's you could just do a taco, you could do a burrito, you could do a quesadilla.
I'm going to go Wendy's spicy nuggies with a honey mustard dipping sauce.
Okay, traditional fast food place for Swigard?
Is Panda Express considered
traditional? No, I don't think so. That's not a legacy brand.
Play the game.
I'm clarifying.
Every time I think of Panda Express, I just get immediately hungry. It's like my mouth starts watering for orange chicken.
I eat that every day.
It's like Pavlov's dog, dude. Just hearing
that
name.
Orange chicken. Noodles.
It's so good, man. It's so good.
It would probably be Taco Bell due to the variety.
Yeah. Mm. You got to have choices.
I mean,
it's chicken.
So many, you know, chicken nuggets and burgers back and forth.
From 2019 to 2024, the price increase of their five-layer burrito jumped 134%.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Thanks, COVID.
Melsack question, along the lines of the 100 human men versus one silverback gorilla, would you guys rather fight 5,000 fly-size horses or one horse-size fly?
Oh, dude, I'm going the horses. That fly's going to eat me.
Yeah, it's a pretty big fly.
That fly jumps on you, you're done.
A fly that big would be terrifying.
It'd decapitate you.
And it would fly. You're telling me it's a fly. It would be able to flap its wings and fly away
it's
and land
like
on you.
Basically like a dragon at that point.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got to go. How could the little horses hurt you? What are they going to do, just fly at you?
Well, how would I even kill that fly?
Just swat them. Get one of those electric swatters.
No.
Oh, the big one?
The big one.
You got to have a gun. If you don't have a gun.
But if you don't have a gun in the scenario of the gorilla.
You cannot beat the fly.
Yeah.
You need Baldy like spearfishing. Like if he gets like a spear right in the thorax or
you're
something.
Screwed, dude. There's no chance. You take the little horsies any day.
I feel really bad about killing little flying horses.
That'd be really sad.
Especially if they made like a little. Just like watching them flutter to the ground. Be terrible. A lot of good.
You have My Little Ponies being envisioned.
He totally does. Totally does.
Little flying out of their tails. Asses. Yeah. They just drop dead
pink
to the
hair.
Ground.
Mail sack question, since I apparently made it too easy last week. Mm. I don't remember what your question was, but let's step your game up and see if you did this week. Would you rather own your dream car or a one-time hall pass with your celebrity crush?
I'm not really sure what my dream car totally is.
I
have like
five
cars I love. I don't know if I could pick just one. So Selma Hayek, come on down.
Come on down, lane one.
I'm not a car guy.
What is your? Do you have a dream car?
No, I really
like
don't.
If I was like, hey, I bought you this, you'd be like, oh my god, you bought me that? Nothing like nostalgia play.
No.
Like I've always thought about this. My dad's first car ever was like a 1952 Ford pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like how cool would that be to find one of those?
Like Lanning getting the retro.
Yeah, it's like, dude,
Bronco.
That's the car you drove when you were 16, a 1952 Ford truck. Like, I mean, you can't find
it.
The
Bronco, well done, is something I would love to have.
It'd be pretty badass.
I'm not a car guy.
Mm. I'm not really either. But there are cars that get my attention.
Somebody
is there a car
nice
I could buy you that would take away Selma Hayek?
Yeah, there probably is.
Like, I get you a Bentley. It's all decked out.
I mean, that's not really my dream car.
Okay, I'm just saying. Just, you know.
It would have to be a muscle car of some sort.
Some sort of muscle car?
You know, I've said it before, but, like, my uncle had I think it was a 68 El Camino.
That'd be pretty badass.
Those are pretty sweet when they're done the right way. A Stingray. Like, there's some old, maybe a Mustang of some sort. My uncle had one for a long time.
I want to drive around one of those. Remember when the hoods of the car used to be like 7 feet long? Remember those? Like the old Cruella de Vil cars?
Oh, yeah.
One of those. Give me one of those bad boys.
My grandpa had one. He had a white Ford LTD.
Dude, let's go.
I tell you, if you give me like
that'd do it for me. That would get me away from my one-night celebrity crush.
Because
I could drive that for a long time.
You could fit four dead bodies in his trunk. I mean,
why is that the qualification for what you want?
I'm not saying it was.
We
I
got
just
some follow-up questions
remember
now.
In his car, and
got
I was
Aaron
like,
Hernandez over here.
Let's go jump in the trunk. How many of us can fit in here?
You give me a souped-up 68 Camaro.
Yeah. You're saying, Selma Hayek, see you later.
And it just purrs.
I mean, like Selma Hayek's great, but how long is that going to last?
Yeah.
4 seconds?
See, if I had a car like that.
Lifetime of a car.
Last with Selma Hayek.
Yeah, lifetime of a car, 12 seconds.
How'd it go?
What's
didn't
your
even
call?
Start, actually. Yeah, it ended before it started. It
never happened, to be honest with you.
Well, like,
spun my tires.
If you gave me like a 68 Camaro, fully restored and stocked.
You and your Johnson.
And it's
a
current,
way of life for over 50 years.
I would have to like literally memorize all of the information about it because I'm such not a car guy that they'd be like, yo. And I'd be like, yeah, the horses under the hood.
There's horses down there. You know that?
There's
Are they fly-size horses or real-size horses?
It's an exhaust. And that's leather. I don't know anything about cars.
I mean, I don't either, but it'd be pretty badass. I'm one of those.
Old school three on the tree?
Yeah, man. Mail sack question. Two more quick ones here. Okay. Is there any announcer more synonymous with one sport than Keith Jackson in college football?
I mean, Scully in baseball.
Vince Scully in baseball.
Oh, what's the guy that just retired from hockey?
Doc Emmerich?
Doc Emmerich
for hockey.
Keith Jackson, I feel like, is a bigger deal than him.
And more
synonymous with the sport.
Al Michaels in
Don
NFL.
Don Cherry in hockey?
Yeah, I mean, for hockey fans, yes, yeah. But how many people who aren't hockey fans? Do you have any idea who Don Cherry is?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Canadian wonder.
Yeah.
Wears those weird suits.
Okay, there you go.
He's got the weird goatee. He looks like a guy from Hunger Games.
Yeah, that's pretty
like
well
Like he's
done.
Living in the town, he's
Look
cheering
at you,
on the
Blue
kids
Line
being
Brandon.
Murdered.
I'm proud of you. Look at that pledge. He's not going to survive.
I think it's Al Michaels NFL.
Really?
And I know he has his past with the hockey
that's
and with
the
baseball.
That's a hot take right there. It's a bit of a hot take.
Al Michaels?
I think being so synonymous with one sport.
Dude, he's
Do you believe in miracles is his most famous call of all time? That's not even football.
Yeah, that I don't know if that has to matter.
I think it does.
What year did he start calling Monday Night Football?
I mean, a long time ago. I'm not saying he's not connected to the NFL.
Monday Night Baseball, too.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that.
You know he's done a lot of sports.
I don't see him as a one-sport guy.
You dumbass.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that view of him. Like, if you tell me Al Michaels, the first thing I think of is football.
Well, that's kind of the point, though.
But he's not synonymous. And I think Keith Jackson, you don't think of anything
stuff
else.
On ABC,
when I think of Vince Scully.
World of Sports growing up, I think he did some Indy 500s back in the day.
No, I'm well aware. He's called a lot of things, guys. I get that part.
Did you know he called it? Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah, I've heard that.
That wasn't Monday Night Football.
But he's done Monday night and now Thursday night since what?
And Sunday night.
Sunday
night forever.
What year did he start? Monday Night Football. Tell me the year.
It's
got to be in the 80s.
And what year is it?
It's 1994.
He's been doing football before Dirt was alive. Yeah. How is it not, even though he's got a call with hockey, how is it not synonymous?
That's a bad take. You're an idiot. Mail sack question. How do you feel about the alternate City Connect uniforms that have nothing to do with the team's current color scheme?
I'm so tired of this.
Also, are you excited for NFL Rivals uniforms? What is that? What is NFL? Are we wearing special rivalry uniforms
those
now?
Dumb Pittsburgh Bumblebee uniforms again.
We got to get the throwbacks
Stop
in the
it.
NFL.
I'm so tired.
If you
want to
do throwbacks, but otherwise,
These money grabs these leagues are doing are ridiculous.
Stop it.
I don't need carpet. I don't need graffiti.
No.
Just give me my Blazer uniforms. Give me my Pacer uniforms. It's my oldest fuddy-duddy take of sports so far this year. Stop with these alternate uniforms. You're just doing it to get more money. You're not doing it because you care.
Yeah.
You're trying to be different.
They are horrible, and it's setting sports back, and we need to get over it. Jim Nance and the Masters got texted in, but again, I feel the same way about Nance that I do Al Michaels. He's called Super Bowls. I don't think of him with Jim.
What do you think of him in the Masters?
I mean, he's
Some
probably.
All in Venturi.
Oh, shit.
You old bastard.
Whoa, yos. Hello, friends.
Somebody texting in, Jesus, Sprague, he's called a lot of stuff. Yeah, you idiot. God.
You know, I didn't know that.
Did you know he's called a lot of stuff? Now, when you think of Brent Musburger, do you think of college football?
No, I think a degenerate gambling pervert.
Him calling out hots in the stands. Now, let me tell you, you grow up and become the quarterback of Alabama.
Now, that's a fine
lady. You pull yourself a foxy lady like that. Jesus,
I think of the NBA on CBS with him and Tommy Heinsohn.
What was her name? Catherine.
Catherine something.
What was the quarterback?
A.J. McCarron.
A.J. McCarron.
She was Miss Alabama.
He was so horny for her.
That is an all-time clip.
All-time.
All-time clip.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
I don't eat the wiener.
I mean, John Madden football.
Yeah, John Madden NFL is up there. I think of John Madden in the NFL more before I think of Al Michaels in the NFL.
Who called games with John Madden?
Pat Summerall.
Al Michaels, because you've been doing it for 50 years.
Coming up, let's go to the Daily Ticker. Hey, do you know that Greg Popovich stepped away? He's got a new role. End of an era in San Antonio. Let's go down to San Antonio for the Daily Ticker. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Soak in the sunshine with the return of Pelican's seasonal beer, Pelicano. Available in clear glass bottles for refreshment you can see.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Tuesday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new hop-infused hard seltzer, hard hops blackberries infused with Strata hops, made with real blackberries and available now at a store near you. Sounds delightful on an 80-degree day.
One of our listeners went out to the coast, Bryce. He was out at the Cannon Beach location.
Yeah, sent us a photo.
It looked amazing.
By the way, Harley, I see your Jack Collinsworth Notre Dame comment. That is phenomenal. Let's go to San Antonio, where it was the end of an era for the Spurs. Jason Minix, our good buddy, at Jason Minix on Twitter. You can go give him a follow, 94.1 down in San Antonio. Jason, good morning to you. Thanks for hopping on the show. We're going to start with a bit of a inside show thing that I would like you to answer. When you think of Al Michaels broadcasting, what sport comes to mind first?
Wow, I mean, football, but how do you not believe in miracles? I mean, that's got to be number one.
Thank you.
That's a call, though. You asked him the sport, and what did he say?
I think hockey's where he's going. If the all-time call for him is, do you believe in miracles, I think he's going hockey.
You remember the Antonio Freeman catch game? I mean, come on.
I mean, if I say, do you believe in miracles, do you even have to question what sport am I talking about?
No, everybody knows it.
But what sport with Al Michaels do you associate?
Football.
Love it. Big news down there. I'm sure you guys saw this coming. It obviously is, you know, there's been a lot of medical issues over the last year plus. But the announcement finally that Popovich is stepping down, he's been there for so, I mean, it's crazy. I'm 36 years old, just thinking how much of my life he has been the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. What's been the reaction down there from Spurs fans from an end of an era?
You know, it's while you expect it, it's still a gut punch. You think about, you just mentioned your age, You know, 29 years as head coach. Now, you know, I'm a little older than you, but I don't feel old. But I remember when Greg Popovich fired Bob Hill and took over as head coach. He was the general manager. He took over. They won 20 games that year. David Robinson was hurt. You win the lottery. You get Tim Duncan. And even then, you know, Greg Popovich was an unpopular choice because Bob Hill was so popular. Pop won a title in 99, lose three games, fire Pop calls constantly. It was two titles before it kind of went to in Pop we trust. And then the stroke happened last year, and every indication early, the very few statements that you would get from Greg Popovich through the Spurs, his efforts to return to coaching. And the longer it took, the more you doubted that would happen. Seeing him yesterday, it was clear that the organization had made this decision long ago, even though they didn't tell us until Friday.
I don't want to make this kind of dark, but I watched this press conference, Minix, and I'm not even down in San Antonio. I'm not attached to that team the way that you've kind of have been covering it for so long. But I don't know, watching just seeing him, we hadn't seen him in a long time. Maybe you had seen him, but I think a lot of us out here, we hadn't seen him. And obviously people that have had anybody in their family or close to them have a stroke, you know what comes with that. And it just kind of made me sad. Like, I know he had some funny stuff, the El Jefe thing. Like, there was some good smiling moments, but watching Timmy and Manu kind of walk him out and have to help him up, and there was a little mortality thought for me because I'm just a little older than my co-host here, and he has been in my life the entire time. And I'm just curious if did that hit you at all, just kind of seeing Popovich kind of in that state versus what we're accustomed to seeing him like?
It was stunning, to be honest with you. And again, first public comments from Greg Popovich since the stroke in November, very few sightings of him in public, very few photos of him in public, minus the incident he had at a restaurant here a couple of weeks ago where he apparently passed out and had to leave by ambulance. But, you know, there haven't been public sightings of Greg Popovich. There's rumors he was here, he was there, but you didn't see video, you didn't see any pictures. And, you know, the Spurs do such an incredible job of keeping everything under wraps. That's typical Spurs. Seeing him yesterday, it was a little surprising. And I'll, you know, on a very personal level, you know, my dad passed away a couple of years ago, and he reminded me of my dad, who went from this very strong alpha male to a frail old man. And yesterday we saw this legendary coach, and he was frail. He sounded frail. Mm-hmm. But you also hear in San Antonio, and I know Portland is similar, organizations and communities like ours are this way, Spurs family. And that is something that is talked about all the time. Yesterday, we visibly saw what Spurs family meant when legends and Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili were assisting him and standing by him just in case. And then, of course, Pop told the story. Those two, Tim and Manu, were with him in every one of his rehab workouts. Now, Pop, while he looked frail and sounded frail, still very sharp-minded, quick-witted, said that was those guys getting payback for all the hell he put them through.
That's a great anecdote. And then, I mean, the next part of this is the decision that they made, right? I think we all saw this coming, but Mitch Johnson now the official new head coach, and he's got local ties. I mean, he's a Seattle guy. He actually coached at the University of Portland, I think, for a year or two. So he's got some connections to the Northwest. How do people feel about him officially being handed the reins in San Antonio?
You know, quite honestly, very, very mixed, and I'll throw myself into that. You look at the available veteran head coaches, whether it's a Taylor Jenkins, who has ties to the Spurs organization, a Mike Malone, who is very close with Greg Popovich, current coaches. There are a lot of rumors that could Steve Kerr step away from Golden State and come down to San Antonio. I mean, you name it. What coach wouldn't want this team right now? For Greg Popovich to step away now, the timing is perfect, even though the circumstances are not. The cupboard is full with Wemby, the trade for De'Aaron Fox, Steph Castle just won Rookie of the Year. The foundation is certainly set. The idea that it's been 7 years in San Antonio since we've been in the playoffs, and for a team that had won, you know, 50 straight, 18 plus years, 20 straight playoff appearances, five titles. It's time to get back. The rebuild is over. It's time to go. So do you really hand the keys to this car to a guy that's never done it before? And I think that's why yesterday was so powerful for Greg Popovich to have the courage to go up there in his condition and endorse Mitch Johnson as the guy. That was huge for Mitch Johnson, because this fan base, this community has a lot of trust in the organization, but we don't know Mitch, and can he handle what he's about to be able to shoulder here, not only with Wemby and the expectations, but there is a couple of $1 billion worth of new arena being talked about right now, something called Project Marvel that they want to get built with a new downtown arena. I mean, there's a lot on Mitch Johnson's shoulders for a 38-year-old. Hey, you've never done this before. Congratulations.
Final one for you here, Minix, is we appreciate the time, and we know we ran a little late. I got to know, you do sports radio down in San Antonio. From time to time, we sports radio hosts will get a little taken away with some of the stuff that we see in reaction. I saw Wemby playing soccer in a different country shirtless, and it just threw me off watching that human being play on a soccer field with normal-looking human beings. But he did have his season cut from an injury. Did we get the Minix hot take? I don't like it. I don't want to see him playing another sport. Or did you talk about it and just say, oh, that was cool?
You know, it was a little bit of both. Yeah. One, my first thought was, all right, cool, he's off the blood thinners because he's playing a contact sport. Two, it was a bunch of kids, and if you notice, nobody got near him. I mean, the last thing you want is some 12-year-old doing a fly tackle on a 7'3" Wemby. But he was out having fun, and that's kind of what we've learned from Victor, is he rented out that facility, apparently, with a bunch of kids to go play. I don't think there was any danger that he was going to get, you know, hurt doing that unless he turned an ankle. But I'm kind of with you, you know, keep you in bubble wrap and make sure you're healthy. But it was kind of cool to see him. And one, I guess the blood clot stuff, he's good now.
Yeah, great stuff. Jason Minix, our buddy down in San Antonio, 94.1 ESPN down in San Antonio, at Jason Minix on Twitter. I'm sure it's an interesting time, but hey, you got Wemby to carry you through this.
Probably going
to
get Cooper flagged somehow.
Look, we hate you guys up here. You know, we hate you. Stole LaMarcus. We hate you. Got the number one pick. Boys. You're going to get it again this offseason. We hate your guts, but thanks as always, man. We appreciate it.
We got two chances at that number one pick. Could you imagine Wemby and Cooper Flagg?
All right, get him off. Get him out. Just go away.
Get him out.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jason.
Big,
we always
small market it. Over there. We get it. All right. Yeah. All right.
There you go. Jason Minix from San Antonio talking. Greg Popovich hanging it up. It is weird.
Michaels with football.
Michaels with football. He has been the head coach of the Spurs, had been, since 1996.
Yeah.
Took over in 1996.
He took over the year that Robinson... they started like
they tanked David Robinson and they landed Tim Duncan. But tanking doesn't work.
Well, they didn't necessarily tank him. Robinson got hurt.
They could have brought him back at the end of the year. They were 17-47. They held him out. They decided to not tank, or they decided to not.
The one thing I love about him is Pop. One, I don't know if he's the greatest coach of all time. Some could probably put him in that category if he's not.
He's got, what, four titles?
Five.
Five titles.
And he's the winningest
coach. That's right.
Coach
they got the one
time.
With Kawhi he's there the in 2014-ish.
But he does what every coach should do. There are great coaches. There are smart coaches. You don't win if you don't have Tim Duncan. And so him just every single time being asked about success, none of this happens without 21.
No.
Is exactly the right attitude to have.
One clip from this yesterday we'll play on the other side, and then tonight
Timberwolves and Warriors.
Do the Warriors continue the streak in the NBA playoffs? Wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, wrapping it up on a Tuesday.
Oh yeah.
Timberwolves and Warriors.
The Warriors!
I just locked in my Tuesday parlay of the day. I like doing one of these every day. It's fun.
Okay. Give us the parlay. Hit yesterday.
It did hit yesterday.
Was it plus money?
I forgot to include the hockey game. It was, yeah, but not a lot. I mean, it was because I took point spreads. I didn't take money line. I did not have that big of balls. I had little balls yesterday. But my little balls did win.
Mm.
I'm going to have little balls again tonight. I don't have the balls to go money line. But
why
I just,
not?
I'm following the trend here of just like these games. Like Indiana's getting 7.5 tonight.
It's a lot of points.
With that injury list for Cleveland, I don't know if they pull back to back wins off, but to me, it's going to be more competitive. I got playoff Jimmy and Steph getting 6.5. I don't know if they pull off the upset. I just see a tighter game. So I like both dogs. I'm going Hurricanes money line in game one tonight on the road in Washington.
Okay.
And then the over of 6.5 in Edmonton Vegas Golden Knights.
You guys are really convinced that series is high scoring.
I just think that's how Edmonton's going to play. I don't think anybody can stop Edmonton, and Edmonton also really can't stop anybody. They're one of those kind of teams.
Neither goalie is lights out on a regular basis either.
They've had shaky seasons.
You got McJesus, who's good for a couple of points, and Vegas can fill it up. That's kind of how their first round series went, Edmonton, so I just see it being a high scoring game. So that's my Tuesday parlay of the day.
Okay.
What are we looking forward to tonight in the association tonight with the two games? Because Indiana stole game one, and then the only game one we have left waiting for is Golden State Minnesota.
I mean, I know Indiana Cleveland isn't the most exciting to just say. It's just not.
It's not.
It's a good series. I think it's going to continue to be a good series.
Well,
question
how banged
marks,
up are the Cavs? Who's playing? Who's not
playing? Well, if
Indiana
takes a 2-0 lead against the one seed.
Buddy, on the road.
Sphincter's going to be super tight, and already is. And I'm jacked, man. I'm a little shook from what happened the first three games. Ann Edwards, like, prove me right here, dude. Go out there. They are bigger. They're more talented. This should be a game that they could take, but we'll see if Steph and playoff Jimmy show up.
How many technical fouls should Draymond Green deserve, or will he deserve tonight? And
three.
How many will he get?
One. Yeah.
Will he throat punch Rudy Gobert in the first three quarters? What's the over under on that?
It's got to be minus money. He gets a flagrant one, right?
Dude, it's going to happen.
Got to be minus money.
You know it's going to happen. That'll do it for us, folks. Thanks for being a part of our Tuesday. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080thefan. It's going to be 80-plus degrees today. Ooh, buddy, get those ACs on. Go play some golf.
Great night for baseball.
Get a couple of cold pelicans on the way home. Hell yeah, brother. Let's go. We will talk to you. Oh, by the way, thanks for watching on YouTube. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel.
Love you, YouTube.
What are you doing? Go subscribe to our YouTube if you haven't done it yet. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.